Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Mom, it's back to school time, and this year, I'm going to be ready for it. Because now I can save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 tablet when I get a Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next.
$200? That's great. As a college student, you could really use that. Does this mean no more living off microwavable noodles?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. With this deal, balancing my responsibilities will be easier than ever.
The Surface 3 would be perfect for downloading textbooks. It's the tablet that can pretty much replace your laptop.
And I can use the Windows Phone to keep up with friends.
Sounds like you'll finally be ready for whatever the school year throws at you.
Like when I go to the grocery store, I get everything I need for the coming week. Teriyaki noodles, beef noodles, and don't forget seafood noodles.
Okay, sure. If that's the best analogy you've got.
Save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 when bundled with any Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time offer. Select locations includes Microsoft Surface 3 64GB only. Microsoft Surface 3 requires 2-year agreement. Must activate wireless service on both devices. Early termination, activation, or upgrade, and other fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See a participating store for all for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. I love it. Let's talk about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ, anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, a throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after our redemption, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, named superior to theirs. This is Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1, educator. I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, drunk, sexed out and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it.
This world like I'm from the planet Mars. I love the preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight fire when I'm speaking about my Lord. He paid the sins like being beat by Roman guards. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my boys need to be in a psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before its feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing holy, holy, holy coming from out of the mouth of the four living creatures by a throne all around. Can you picture the scene? This is how it's going down. You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see God. I love it. Like a home run, Christ is King, Lion, Lamb, God, Man, Sin Conqueror, Grave Conqueror, Satan Conqueror, can take a sinner, atheist, sinner to God conscious, can take nothing, make creation and lives honor, the same God that came through a fetus is Jesus, limited to breathing, got believers singing.
You are now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that could be given to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com. Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. And again, we'd like to thank those of you who have given a few nickels, a few dimes, or a few dollars for the show and for the website. We cannot let your blessings go unnoticed and unrecognized. Again, we'd like to give a shout-out for those who have donated this month to the Star and Crescent Report and the Hiram's 1555 blog. And we have to put their names, Sister Tangela X, Brother Gerald X, Brother Michael X, Brother Amir, and my brother, Mikhail Shabazz. All praises due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for doing this and for keeping this show up for people who may not be able to donate right now. But we're going to keep going because this show's topic is called The Smell of War and Destruction. And we'd like to thank those who have donated to keep this up so that we may do this show. And let me drop this on you as we're talking today. Last show, and Sunday's show was blocked by Blog Talk Radio, and I see them dropping callers right now as we speak. Now, this is what we have to go through all the time. You know that if you are a listener to the show. But the last live show that we did just so happened to be our 900th show for the Star and Crescent Report. In 6 years, 900 shows. That is a worth ethic, brothers and sisters. That is showing you that we are serious about disseminating to you the word of God as given to us by God through the mouth of his last apostle, the most humble and honorable Elijah Muhammad. 900 shows, this is our 901 show in less than 6 years. Isn't that something? The Simpsons been on since, I believe, 89 or 88, 1988, 89, and they've only done between 300 and 500 shows. We've been out for less than 6 years on the air, and we've done over 900 shows, black man and black woman, to show you that we are serious about disseminating the truth of God to you, all right? Without money, we don't make money. This is a labor of love because we are calling you all who are listening to your posts and to your duty as civilized men and women. And if you're not civilized at this moment, continue to listen to the show. If you're in Pensacola, drop off by at the Temple of Muhammad's Temple of Islam down on Martin Luther King Drive. You come on down there, you can get the truth. And if you're isolated somewhere, go to the Hiram's 1555 blog and you can get the truth there and become a civilized man and woman and qualify yourself for the hereafter, because this world is on its way out and the doom is no longer fastly approaching. It is underway and in process as we speak. Black man and black woman, this is a beautiful day. Well, let us go. Since we're talking about this, let us go to our Savior has arrived. Because we need a friend in this day and time. We need a deliverer in this day and time. We need someone or something that has power to deliver. We need someone or something that has the power to protect us from all of these dire circumstances and the consequences of the wickedness of this world and those who belong to it. Don't you smell it? The smell of war and destruction is everywhere in the air. Let us go. Our Savior has arrived. Chapter 27, turn right to it. All praises due to Allah. Listen to what we'll read a little bit out of this. Then we're going to bring you up to par on the news. Then we're going to go into clips, okay? All praises due to Allah. Chapter 27 of Our Savior has arrived is titled Friendship of Allah. Why did I choose this? Because now in this day and time, because we are recognizing the time and what must take place and also what must be done, we must now choose a friend that is able to defend us, protect us, and lead us throughout the cloudiness, the madness, the violence, and the viciousness of the judgment and the chastisement. Because no matter where you look, no matter if you close your eyes or your ears, if you breathe a little bit, you can smell the smell of war and destruction everywhere. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us this. Of all friendships of friends and relations, there is no friendship that is equal to the friendship of Allah. To have Allah as our friend, we have a place of refuge. Here we go. Here we go, black man. This is the refuge that everybody is seeking. You think you can get it in a piece of territory over there or a piece of land over there. Libya didn't get it. Iraq didn't get it. China hasn't gotten it. Russia hasn't gotten it. With all of their military capabilities, all of their borders that they have, and all of the leaderships and the strategies, they have yet to find a place of refuge from this brutal beast called America. But Allah is offering us a place of refuge in the midst of this violent storm, Muhammad says. To have Allah as our friend, we have a place of refuge. We have a shelter from a great stormy tempest of the wicked. The friendship of Allah is the kind of friendship and refuge that the black man in America should seek. This is the main thing you should be seeking. Well, I thought I got to think again. This is what you should be seeking first. We, the Muslims, who have submitted ourselves to the will of Allah, do his will so that Allah may be pleased to do for us and to be our friend. Stop right there. He makes a distinction here. Listen to what he says. When Muhammad writes, he's a strategic writer. So when he writes these things, he's putting it there for you to think over. Listen to how he phrases this. He says, and I want you to pay close attention. We who? The Muslims. But not just any Muslims. Not just the Muslims who call themselves followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen to what he says. We, the Muslims, who have submitted ourselves to the will of Allah. You see that? Now he throws that in for you to understand that everybody who is pulling on the bandwagon or the tailcoat of Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam have not all submitted. So he makes a distinction there, right? All praise. If I'm lying, you read it and you tell me. Most of you know grammar better than I do. But the way that he's worded this shows that there's a distinction there. Listen to what he says. We, the Muslims.